Judge Rosemary Aquilina's courtroom was a flurry of emotions and activity after Nassar's sentence was passed Wednesday. Victims and their families cried and embraced while journalists filled the room to speak with them. Many of Nassar's victims expressed relief that these 7 long days are over and that their abuser will be behind bars for the rest of his life. But they're also saying they can't move forward until they get answers from the people and institutions who let them down, until they can ensure that things will be different in the future. Kyle Stevens was the first woman to give a statement in court when hearings began last week. Nassar sexually abused her from the time she was 6 until she was 12, and she reported it.
I mean, you heard everything that all the women have said about who they've reported to. I reported to a doctor who was also a professor at the school when I was 12 years old, and he didn't report it. And he's a mandatory reporter. Michigan State keeps saying that we didn't know. Who didn't know? Who should I have told? Tell me who I should have told so I know what I should have done.
The NCAA has opened an investigation into how Michigan State University handled the Nassar case. This comes after Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette announced he would order a full review of MSU's role in the scandal. For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.